Pearl, and so I'm going to hang out for a little while. DJ D, MFO.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self?
Ray Charles. Well, you know what? America the Beautiful. I got Tufts the Beautiful. The most beautiful girls on campus. I'm not supposed to be laughing at that, Carrie. You're not supposed to make me laugh. You're supposed to be serious. I'm supposed to, like, coming from my heart. You want to jump on me, girl? Go ahead. I got my girl Carol and Molly in studio. What you doing, girl?
Hey there. Yeah, we're just hanging out. Ready to go?
Ready to start some chatting with Molly.
Oh, definitely.
I know. I'm telling you right now, she gave me some good advice last week. She told me to start exercising. She goes, why don't you walk 7 miles a day? I said, okay. I call her up 3 weeks later. Molly, I'm 300 miles away from home.
You should have kept it inside the WMFO building. Just go up and down the stairs.
Here you go. Hey, DJ D, WMFO. I'm out of here, y'all. Molly's up next, chatting with Molly. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Catch y'all later.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Chatting with Molly. This is Molly. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's currently 12:07 in the afternoon, and we are rocking and rolling. A quick shout out to DJ D. Gave us a great show past hour, and if you have some extra time, tune in to him 11 to 12 Eastern time every Wednesday. So I have a very special guest with me today. Guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody. I'm Carol, or DJ Cyril, when I used to have a show on this here radio.
Oh, yeah, station. DJ Cyril. Love it.
Excited to be here and get chatting.
Amazing. And we are happy to have you. So in the classic Chatting with Molly style, we start off with our favorite question. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I actually didn't have breakfast yet. So I was telling Molly, so I was a little bit delayed, as per usual, if you guys don't know me. And I just was really nodding off in my cell bio class. And that's because I got out of bed 9 minutes before class, a classic. Didn't have any breakfast. Yeah. But I think I should. What should I have for breakfast, Molly?
Yeah, so I have kind of a rotation of three items. Yogurt and granola.
Nice.
Oatmeal. And then some type of egg thing. So either like toast with avocado and a little egg, or like scrambled eggs on an English muffin, or just scrambled eggs. And but that's only for mornings where I have time.
But
yogurt and oatmeal are very quick.
I mean, I just bought myself some Danimals.
Okay.
Because I went to Wegmans and just really went wild.
Oh, yeah. So is that in tube form or like
in the little people form.
Oh,
which is much
more
entertaining. So okay. It's also a tradition in my house to have Danimals. Remember Sebastian? Sebastian,
yes.
Coates, if you're listening, I doubt you are. yeah, in honor of Sebastian, who's currently at Oxford University, I got Danimals.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. I often, when I first started grocery shopping, it would be very like, okay, I need zucchinis and I'm only allowed to get zucchinis and this is what I'm doing, you know? But now it's like, I want some trail mix. I want some like onion pretzels. I'm going to get that for myself.
But then you spend like an hour and a half in the grocery store,
so,
and you
true.
Look at your cart and all you got is Peeps and Danimals. Because that was me last week.
Are you getting some Peeps for Easter?
Oh.
Or just because it's Peeps season?
Just Peeps season.
Yeah, always Peeps season.
And Frisbee memories too.
Oh, yeah.
This time of year.
It's definitely Peeps season. How is Frisbee going? For those of you who do not know, when you probably should by now, Carol and I both play on the women's Frisbee program here at Tufts. So how's it been going for you?
This year has been a bit more lower commitment for me just because I've had a lot of other things going on. But
yeah.
I'm really excited for break. I'll get to play a lot more, which
Heck
is going to be amazing in the South Carolina sun. Spring break in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm excited to get to know the new people who have just joined the team.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I hope to get to know the freshman BWO because...
There's only two coming.
What?
And it might only be one.
There's only two coming on break?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Our freshman year, how many were there?
There was a lot. There must have been like at least like 10.
Yeah.
I think it's because we had a lot of sophomores join and they're all coming on break.
Got it. So is there a limit for you guys?
No. Just the interest was low. Which is a shame. I don't know when that's happened.
Yeah.
But the one freshman who's definitely coming is also on the rugby team. So.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Mick or Bree.
Okay.
She was the captain of the yellow team for FitFu.
Oh, yes. I do know Bree. I think I know her face. I haven't like had extensive conversations, but I think I know
over
who
break.
She is. Yeah, over break. There you go. And yeah, I'm excited to also get to know the sophomore class better because I feel like especially because I was gone in the fall, the fall is just such a good time for like EWO BWO mixing.
Yeah, definitely.
And I definitely missed out. But that's okay. That's what break is for.
Indeed it is.
Indeed. Yeah, so what else is up with you, Cyril? We can talk a little bit. Do we want to tell our... I always call them viewers. They're really listeners.
No, they're watching the screens.
Yeah.
our friendship origin story. Do we want to go into that?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I think it's a fun story because otherwise I'll just be talking about people that our listeners won't really know about. Yeah. And it won't be so fun. Wow. Was it? It was in Calc?
Calc 2 with Seth. Oh, Seth. Yeah, so I guess the link was probably through Isabel. How did you meet Isabel?
In Calc, in the first day of class. Okay. So my card had actually been blocked, and I really needed to call my bank.
Okay.
So I could do things.
Yeah.
I just arrived in the country.
Yeah, fresh off the plane.
And so I asked Isabel to do homework after class and then also to use her phone. And then she introduced me to you because you guys were in the same prio.
In the same orientation group.
Orientation group. Yeah, and then we just had this little triangle crew homework almost every night.
Almost every night. Because we had Calc Monday, Wednesday, Friday or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was just an every night affair in CC. That CC. Yeah. Campus Center for the non-Tufts listeners. And yeah, we hit it off.
Emotional time as well, you know.
Yeah.
So Seth Rothschild, but bore a certain resemblance to one of Molly's family members, I'd say.
Maybe, yes. He does kind of look like my eldest brother, Josh. But the thing about Calc 2 was that I did so badly, and freshman fall was a hard time.
Yeah, it was a hard time.
And there was a string of three exams, as in all of the exams, of me doing so poorly, and kind of not doing poorly because I didn't know what was going on, but just because I really messed up, or it was just a very frustrating, and frustration triggers my tear ducts very aggressively. So there's a time in which I couldn't talk to Seth without crying.
And he is not exactly the most emotionally supportive person. If you ever to meet him, he's quite awkward.
Yeah.
Hope he's doing well in his PhD or postdoc.
I think he's just getting a PhD in math. So you can imagine his emotional comfort with a 18-year-old girl crying in his office 3 days in a
freshman.
Row.
Yeah, but we definitely bonded over that. Over this struggle that we had over Calc 2.
But we made it through.
We definitely made it through.
Yeah.
And all as friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and now Carol and I are both leaders for the wilderness orientation.
Oh, I am so excited.
I never gave you a formal congrats.
Oh, thank you. Congrats to you too.
Thank you. I feel I just feel so honored to be on that staff, in that staff group, and to have the trust of the Cords and Krista to let us take 8 first years into the woods.
Yep. And be completely in charge of them and their emotional well-being, even into the next semester.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome, though.
Yeah. I think the shine is definitely worn off of 2 for me, just because this is my second year. But
yeah.
I'm a lot more excited to do things with the program or with the responsibility I've been given.
Heck yeah.
Which is very exciting.
Yes. Very exciting.
What kind of leadership style did you get?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we did a little quiz.
Yeah. So I actually like the structure of this thing. So what they did for us is they read 2 statements, and you pick the side of the room that whatever statement you agree with.
On a spectrum.
So then you're on let's call it x-axis. And then they ask they ask another question, and that's the y-axis. So then wherever you are on the x, then you just move vertically on the Y depending on the second question. So you're broken up into 4 quadrants. And I was a driver.
That makes sense.
And I the first question is do you have trouble stating your opinion or do you not? Is basically what
it is, and also
right?
About how much do you take into account other people's emotions?
Right.
So whether you're going to state your opinion and be like, I don't care what other people think about this, if it upsets them or not.
Right. And I think I'm pretty clear. I feel very comfortable, getting my voice heard. And sometimes I need to listen more. So I think that's clear for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the second question I always have trouble with.
Yeah.
Are you, it's basically cool cucumber or hot tamale.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you, cool, cool. Cucumber's like, oh, I don't get riled up about things. I actually have trouble getting excited. And I like try to make non-emotional decisions.
Yeah, I feel like it's to do with emotional regulation and how good you are at it, and also how deeply you feel your emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what quadrant were you in?
So I was your neighbor in the spontaneous motivator,
okay,
which is not surprising.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I struggle with more with the how your the opinion question, because I feel like in my beliefs and ideas I'm quite hardline, but when it comes to like not making people upset, I feel like I can be a bit too accommodating.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's changed, honestly, since I got to Tufts.
Changed for the more accommodating side or less accommodating?
Less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's good? Like you were accommodating people too much so that you were hurting yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely say that in high school.
Yeah.
And also in my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That's evolved over time. I used to just be like, you know what? Do whatever you want. And I'm just going to be here and I'll always be steady. But
I'm like,
you know what? I deserve this. And,
you
know, I'm important too, which is, I think, good.
Yeah. I think this is such a cliche, but like, if you don't value yourself, then it's very, or like, if you don't care about yourself, it's impossible to like care for others.
And also it's hard, it makes it harder for people to care about you. In the flip side, it more makes it easier for them to not care about
you. And like, you have to have some self-respect to be like, I am worthy and you should give me worth as well.
Indeed.
Deep. Indeed.
Yes.
Wow. Should we talk about, I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you asked me what was going on in my life.
What is going on?
At last you saw me, I was on my way to a TDC rehearsal, which is going very well. And I'm very excited.
Do you want to explain what TDC is?
Yeah. So it's essentially, it's one of the most strangest things that this does. I don't really know how it's still happening.
Yeah.
But there's about 10 different themed dances, and the theme for my dances are the British are coming, C-U-M.
Yeah.
They pick 22 people to be in their dance, and you don't have to have any dance experience whatsoever. And essentially they'll choreograph around a 3.5 minute dance that's usually a little bit on the lewd side, a little bit raunchy. And mostly very silly and usually poorly executed. And then you have the entire semester to learn it. It's also about like facilitating a social dynamic, and the application process is kind of who can be funniest, which it's fun for me, but you know, other people who don't necessarily like the performative fun things can be a bit more challenging. But then at the end of the year you do a performance the 5 p.m. which Molly loves to come to because it's just usually ridiculous, and people perform their dances, and then everyone goes and get a little bit drunk, a little bit wasted, and then they
anyone who's over 21, of course
and then they go and perform on stage inebriated. And they you know, they push it to the max.
Yeah.
And then there's a party afterwards, and so it's a good time.
And it's pretty big. I feel like there's kind of a inner crew that does TDC, but it really spans every social group.
They try to make it so.
Yeah, I feel like the I feel like Tufts is like crunchy, Greek/athletic, or other.
Mm-hmm,
and I feel like in all three categories, like TDC represents, so it's pretty cool.
It is cool, and there's actually a lot of wilderness people doing this semester. But
that'd be in the crunchy category.
they would. But that the open dance, which is lifeguard themed, it also is.
There's Ross an open TDC.
So it just means that you like put in your name, your class, your mode, you've done TDC before, and that's it.
Cool.
Which, you know, that's how they're trying to make it a bit more like, you know, so those people don't have to film yourself being covered in milk if you don't want to do that. So our dance. Harper used to dance. He's my choreo. Harper Wise. Love that boy. And we actually have a pretty well choreographed dance.
Amazing.
There's this one move that we were learning yesterday, where we're all in a triangle, all 24 of us.
Okay.
And then the front five of us, we do this like clockwise like squatting motion.
I'm
showing Molly right now, it's kind of like and then everyone else in the triangle joins in and we go the other way. It looks so
it's
sick.
Like
he's like doing it,
rocking and rolling.
Exactly, yeah, like
nice.
A rolling stone. So yeah, I'm really excited to show everyone at who comes and watches. And also I love all the people in my dance, you know, that's it's honestly confirmed majority queer women.
Wow.
Not even queer people, but queer women.
Yeah.
Which is a really interesting space.
That is interesting.
For me, it's... because I'm on the rugby team and also quite queer. And also, honestly, BWO too, the Frisbee program. Yeah. There's a strong queer contingent.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously that's not everyone's norm.
Right.
So for the people who aren't, like, in my friend group, that, you know, I wonder how they perceive it. Because it's more like just a different brand of joke.
Yeah.
Sometimes, or, like, you know.
Definitely.
More casual topics of conversation come up. That,
and I think, there's one thing to be said where it's, like, a group intentionally for queer women. Like, mm-hmm, if you're going to a group about that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's like, oh, if you're just in this dance group and it happens to be
exactly,
a lot of queer women, that's just like a whole different dynamic, mm-hmm, of just like how other people can interact with this community.
Because it's not at the forefront, because it's not the theme, you know, it's not like, you know, we're here and we're queer. Right. It's
like we're here and we're dancers.
And we're dancers, exactly. Dancers first, queer movie second. Yeah.
Dancers first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how everyone's really taken to it, though. There's like, you know, every practice we're like, okay, so it doesn't really matter exactly if you get the legs in time. And a lot of people are like, no, we want to learn it. Like, we want to look really good and have everything coordinated and things.
Yeah.
And, we like freestyled this bit where everyone was like, suggestions from the dancers.
Yeah.
Where we have this like little butt slap bit. And
nice.
I said, I was like, I want this to be audible. So like checking with your people you're slapping, but like, I'd love to like do it hard. And then they were like, why don't we just clap? And that's even better because it's even louder.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a great, like,
yeah.
Anyway, so also, what's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Not much. Frisbee has been going well. I think this has really been like a turning point in my Frisbee career, I think. I'm finally like not scared of practice anymore. Which I think is a natural thing to happen when you break that sophomore to junior barrier.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm feeling, and it's like so fun seeing younger people on the team just like really grow and like soak in everything that I was so excited to soak in, mm-hmm, when I was a freshman and sophomore. But it's like so much time.
And a lot of traveling too.
A lot of traveling. And it's hard because there's snow on the ground.
Yeah, and you're shoveling to get field space.
Yeah, and Tufts like doesn't really care about us having field space until like April, which is the end of our season.
Yeah.
And so that's just like really tough because that means we don't know when we practice or where until right up until. So sometimes they'll be like, okay, we're going to practice on Saturday from like 8 in the morning to 12. And then it's like, oh no, actually we're changing it to Sunday 1 to 4. And you just have to be ready for that. So it's like, I have to hold like basically my whole weekend open.
Right.
But it's not the captain's fault.
Mm-hmm.
They are just kind of doing what they can. And so I've been like struggling with that. But all in all, this season, it's been really fun.
I've been really enjoying your Instagram presence.
Oh.
You should follow Tufts at Tufts Ewo.
Oh, yeah. We had a freshman who was so excited about making us have a social media presence aside from Twitter. And so she's like, let me make an Instagram. And so now we have an Instagram. It's pretty fun. And I think it's cool for people to like see what we do.
Yeah. Did you guys do a lot?
Yeah. What else is up with my life? Oh, I do want to talk about this robotics class.
Yes, I want to hear more.
Okay. So today, on every Wednesday, we show our projects. We basically have to make a robot every week. And then our Monday class is like learning stuff, kind of. Basically, you have to learn on your own. But so on the very first class of the semester, we went to the Tufts Art Exhibit, which was done by this guy named Harry.
Harry Dodge.
Oh my God, you went?
No, I just know
this. You know Harry Dodge?
Yeah.
Is he like a famous artist?
Yeah, he's quite famous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to this thing, and it's all about, quote, him working through his technophobia. So it's him, like, making art, explaining his fear of like human and technology interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting. And it was that poor curator on that day. She was like, so like, what do you see? Like, tell me your observations. Someone's like, it's black. They're like, okay, like, what does that mean? Like, da da da. And they're like, it's just sitting there. Like, these mechanical engineers could not wrap their hand around it. Anyway, the project for this week was to make a robot that sparks a conversation on human-robot interactions. And today, Harry Dodge came in and was like the judge of all of our projects. And it was good because this week we didn't like learn a new type of like microprocessor. So every week everyone's kind of like struggling to understand the new technology we have to do. And so it's like the projects are kind of like, it's like kind of working, but kind of not. But this week it was like more artistic based. So everyone's projects were like really working.
That's great
and
to see.
People did some like really cool stuff. And it was awesome to like, we're just like in this class environment where this is just normal and we do this every week. And it was cool to have someone who's not an engineer come in, and like interact with our projects. And it was very interesting.
Do you want to work as an engineer anymore? Like any less or more than last
Carol,
time we checked in about this?
Oh, Carol, what a great question. I think I've decided like, right after college, I do want to work as an engineer. Mm-hmm. I want to work in the field.
You've done all this work.
Right. It just feels like 5 years after graduation, if I like somehow I'm like, man, I wish I could do more technical stuff. And then I got a job in like non-technical and I would feel like I wasted my college and I can't go back. So I feel like I want to, it's easier to go technical first and then figure it out.
It's also like that kind of enjoying the, you know, engineering interacting with the non-engineering and like seeing the art and all the other different facets.
Yeah.
What could, you know, I feel like you'd be really good in that if that's something you're interested in.
And it was also interesting, kind of like, we often as just like consumers interact with very high tech like very... Yeah. Very advanced technology, right?
What's going on with my phone?
Every day.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Carol has the 10, which she can open with her face. Yes. Like, that's crazy. So, but in this class, we have to, like, build this stuff, right?
Right.
So we have these cameras that we can, like, code a bunch and put in a lot of work to, like, do facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Just to not even recognize, like, you versus me, just, like, face versus chair. Like, that's all we can do, right? And it's, like, so much work to get this working. But then people who are used to having like very advanced technology, like the artist wasn't very impressed that we like had this stuff because it wasn't working as well as like your iPhone works.
Of
and
course.
Like we had to be like, oh, sorry, let me just reset this. Oh, it's not working. Wait, okay, just move your face a bit. And it's funny that we like have the privilege of using such complicated technology and not having to understand it.
Yeah, I mean that like line was crossed a while ago, and I feel like, you know, since radios, people were just I think then people understood maybe how radio works, but like since then,
right?
Very confusing.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think radios are. What do you use Morse code for? What are those called?
Morse code? That's for like ships and you're sending
right
signals.
But also you can send like before radio, I think it was like
they used to do Morse code beeps to show the time and the place, I think.
Okay.
Before radio shows on the hour.
But yeah, that's a good point that's probably where the turning point happened.
I mean, like, in a way it's really cool that there's so many people who are that technically advanced.
Yeah.
And I think like that's why I really value education, so that we can like figure out, I really value education, but like especially like STEM, because you're understanding how things work and like these things you interact with every day. And that means that you can fix things that you own, because otherwise then you're shelling out a piece for an expert's advice on how to fix something you use every day.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you know, a chair, I could probably figure that one out.
But the problem is these companies make, like, remember phones like before smartphones where you could like take them apart pretty easily kind of tinker around. But now they like purposely make it so you absolutely cannot. Mm-hmm. It's just a black box and like you have to go into Apple to get things fixed. Yeah. And I guess that's a business decision. Yeah.
It's 100% a business decision. Yeah. Because before you get so you could upgrade your phone, you could change the memory, you could change the battery, you get a new one.
Right.
Like, you know, if I open this, I void my warranty.
Right.
And it's the same with like, for instance, I tried to fix, I did actually end up fixing my PS3. But when you do open the case, you do void your warranty.
Yeah.
I needed to, there was like, something stuck in my disk drive, so I needed to fix that.
Oh yeah, gotta get that out.
Techie.
So what about you? You switched from biochem to bio.
Yes, I did.
And what does that mean for like path-wise? Is there a really big difference?
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the point where I was in my biochem major, like every single class I'd taken also counts for the bio major.
Okay, that's
and
great.
It was just that I was in this instrument analysis, like basically like how do these like chemical instruments work and like how can we use them in research?
Yeah.
And I did research over the summer, realized it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And then was like, why am I wasting my time taking these classes when I know that's not what I'm going to do with my time? And why not take classes I'm much more interested in?
Definitely.
Like cell bio, which I'm in right now, which I wouldn't have had time to take otherwise, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to take all the biochem classes that I would have taken anyway.
Yeah. So what do you want to do with bio?
Probably nothing.
Okay.
it's kind of where I've come to it. Like, I really enjoy the subject and learning about it and seeing my world through the biological lens.
Yeah.
But I'm also having that dilemma of, like, you know, I have this degree. Should I go technical first? And I think I'm going to definitely look into it. But, like, I don't see myself working on a hands-on biological job as my career path. I'd love to work in the healthcare sector.
Yeah.
But maybe more in a business or management or, like, other kind of, like, more people-oriented job. Because I think that's more where my skills lie.
Yeah. And the great thing about bio is that it just impacts everything. So having that background on how things work in a biological system lets you go into any field and have a really strong background, and you can do like a non-technical role but be a huge asset.
I mean, I think of all of the sciences, biology is much more in your face. It's less abstract.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it gives you the best technical background though, because I feel like things like physics and chemistry and engineering, they come with labs, lab reports, you know, designing experiments, and those are things I will have to do in biology. I just feel like you do them more often in the harder quote unquote sciences. But you know, I'm not trying to discount biology as a field, because you know, I obviously love it. I think that there is something to say about all those labs that you guys have to do. But honestly, today, like yesterday in my physics class, we were talking about metaphysics. You know, we're doing Descartes and all that stuff. And I was just popping out some of the things I learned in physics about like perception and light and shifting and stuff. And my philosophy teacher was like, "What?" You know, because she spent the entire class like using this this analog, being like, "Look at this green chalkboard. And, you know, I'm touching this green chalkboard. Like, it's a great deceiver. There must be at least be something in it. And you know, in some way, I'm perceiving it as green." And I actually said to her at the end of class, I was like, "That's actually not green. It's everything apart from green.
Right. It's just reflecting green.
Yeah, it's just reflecting green." I mean, but then we were also talking about the sun, because one of the examples that he uses about having two different, you know, ideas of a sun is, one of them is outside there and it's small and it makes it a little bit warm, but the actual sun is, you know, very, very big and more like red. And I was saying how, and then, you know, he argues that you can't have these two conflicting views, and so therefore, like, our ideas, even though they're true within ourselves, are not objectively true. So therefore, like, can we trust our own ideas?
Interesting.
But the sun actually is red because it's producing its own light.
Right.
Which is like a little fun little like, everything that you see like kind of isn't real, which is actually like true. Like, we, you know, we only developed a limited...
That's a
flashing
collar.
Light as we talk about some
it's
deep.
Actually my father. He's in New Zealand right now.
That's
he'll
fun.
Explain when he gets done. Okay,
amazing.
Let's see if I can do this.
Let's have a look at what time it is in New Zealand.
Hello?
Hello, Molly, it's your father.
Hi, Dad. You are live on air. Do you want to tell us where you are?
Yes, I am on the deck of the Queen Victoria, north of Australia, 500 miles away from Darwin. It is 3:30 a.m. Thursday morning. I'm bored.
Wow, we appreciate your dedication. And how's it going? How's the sea life?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's just fabulous. I'm having the time of my life with it. 20 of the times of my life. it's just great. I've never seen Australia. Sydney was superb. I went to the opera at the Opera House in Sydney. Puccini's Turandot with a bunch of people from the ship. That was fabulous. Auckland, New Zealand was terrific. So it's great here, but how are you, sweet girl?
We're doing well. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of a snowstorm on Monday. Got a bit of a delay, but it's okay now.
I wish we'd had a snow day. That would be nice. Yeah. It's very cold today.
How's the ultimate? I'm sorry to hear that. It's like 83 here.
Oh, wow.
How's ultimate?
Ultimate's good. We will go to Texas in about 3 weeks, which mom will come to. And then I think you come home right after that.
Right. Mom drives to Chicago, flies down to see you, and then she flies back to Chicago, and I'll meet her in Chicago. We'll drive home together, and I'm very, very, very much looking forward to that. Just the one negative of this trip is that mom's not here, which I really, really, really miss.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys are a jet-setting family.
But otherwise, it's fun.
Yeah, Dad, did you hear that? Carol said we're a jet-setting family. Quite the traveler you are.
Yes, I guess so, yeah.
So what ports do you...
I really like the Queen Victoria.
What ports do you have left before you journey home?
Well, we go to Darwin tomorrow. Then we go to Bali in Indonesia. Then we go to Hong Kong.
Very nice.
Yeah, Bali.
Goodness. Hong Kong's going
to
be
then
crazy.
Then we go to Hong Kong. Hong Kong for 2 days. And I don't take a lot of the tours, but I'm taking the grand tour of Hong Kong that I'm looking forward to.
But also...
then we go to Ho Chi Minh City.
Ooh.
Wow.
After Ho Chi Minh City, I think another place... in Vietnam, then one of the other islands. And then soon after that, we go to Singapore and I fly home.
Wow. Those South Asian ports, they are really beautiful, but they are just, there's so much going on. There's so many ships coming in and out of Ho Chi Minh City.
I bet.
And Hong Kong. And Singapore too, because they know that. There's stops on the way to lots of other places. Wait, why are you on this boat?
Say again?
Why are you on the boat? What's this great trip? Why is it happening?
Pleasure.
Huh?
Pure pleasure.
Pure pleasure?
And warmth, getting away from the cold.
That's
amazing. Yeah, pretty much pure pleasure.
He's retired and just thought he'd do this for himself.
That is amazing.
Yeah, he's balling out.
Yeah.
Well, Dad, thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome, sweetie. Good to hear your voice.
Good to talk to you. I'll probably talk to you again on Friday.
Okay. Love you. Good
Love
luck
you.
On the radio show.
Bye. The OG fan of Chatting with Molly. My very first show was on Thursday at 6 a.m., which is 5 a.m. Iowa time, mm-hmm. and he would get up and call in every week.
Oh.
A true fan.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad is really just adventuring right now. He actually, like, this boat is filled, it's like mostly British people. It's called Cunard. And did you see a flash?
I did earlier.
Okay. Well, I think Matthew might be calling in soon.
Oh, there we are. Flash.
There it is.
Halt the
Let's
train.
See it. All right. Hello?
Molly?
Yeah. Caller, do you want to announce yourself?
Oh, hi, I'm Matt Demon. I'm Molly's friend.
And where are you right now?
I'm currently at work in one of the phone call rooms, which I probably should allow for somebody else who's actually taking phone calls to use, but I claimed it, so that's
nice.
Where I am.
And so what brings you here on Chatting with Molly?
Not too much. Just kind of bored at work, so I figured I'd stop by.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell our listeners how we know each other?
We did an origin story earlier on the show, so that we're on theme.
Oh, okay. I heard, okay. I'm friends with Molly from Herzl Summer Camp, which is a Jewish summer camp that we both gone to for, like, as long as we remember, pretty much, since we were, like, 8 or something. We probably didn't become friends until we were, like, 14, 15, since she went to, like, the early session camp for a while, which is, like, where all the weird kids go, which kind of makes sense, I guess. That.
Yeah, well, all right. I could concur as a new friend.
And, yeah, and this summer we're actually working together as, like, program directors for an AIDS group. Like, we're in charge of it.
Yeah.
So, wait, is this the mat that's in the photos of Herzl Camp, and you guys are posing together next to a lake?
Yes, I think so.
That sounds right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was your post the other day.
Yeah, I posted it, like, a week or two ago.
Yeah, pretty sappy.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, at Matt Zeman. all your followers, your fans.
Yeah, all 14 of them we have listening right now.
14? This is not bad.
Yeah. Not bad.
But Matthew and I worked together 2 summers ago as kind of this, like, quasi supervisor role, but now we get to be real supervisors.
Yeah. Pretty power trip time, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. What are you most excited for in this new role?
The walkie-talkies.
Oh, the walkie-talkies.
And golf cards.
Oh, yeah, we get golf cards too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty crazy.
And does anyone else get walkie-talkies and golf cards?
Yeah, so the other supervisors also. Uh-huh. So everyone gets their own walkie-talkie, but there's, like, 3 golf carts that we can all communally use.
It's like a mad dash to claim them.
Yeah, pretty sweet. And so how's work going?
Work's good. I'm actually, 2 things. One, I'm currently trying to shop my sister's birthday gift.
Really?
Because I don't have anything to do.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's coming out fast. And I actually, last night, I got my offer for full time. So it was pretty exciting.
Did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait,
yeah,
Matt.
Last night.
What job?
What?
What job do you do?
I work at an accounting company. It's called KPMG.
Yes, I know. Yeah. It's a big one.
Yes. So I'll be working full time in the Chicago office starting next summer.
That is very exciting. Wow.
Yeah, so this is like, so he's a senior, and he's going to take a 5th year next year to get a master's, and then this offers for after that. So that would be like us getting an offer right now.
Dang. Wow, Matt.
Yeah, so I get to chill for a while.
I'm getting some bank right now, I'm sure.
Man.
Yeah, definitely. I get paid overtime too, which is like pretty cool.
That's crazy. That's some adult stuff right there.
Yeah, I haven't even really looked at jobs yet. Just going to say it.
Yeah, Molly was going to maybe intern somewhere this summer, but I think she decided just to go to camp instead and avoid that for a year.
Yeah, and I wonder who convinced me to do that.
I don't know. Someone's not looking after their life, but that's fine.
You know
that's
what? Fine. Leadership skills, interpersonal skills.
Golf cart driving skills. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Zeman.
Of course. I want to support the show.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And Zeman is Matthew, I don't know what to call you anymore, is a dedicated listener. He's listened almost every week this semester.
Yeah, I listened while I was, I studied Run Rome last spring, and I listened to that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 7 o'clock my time.
Oh, yeah. Dedicated.
Back when there was like seven followers, maybe.
Yeah, we've really grown the program.
Doubled, even. 100% increase.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah. All right.
I'll let you guys finish up the show.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Of course.
All right.
Bye. Have fun at work.
Yeah. When he first started working, he was working like 12-hour days for this company. It was like crazy. Now it's like a little bit more chill.
They kind of owe him.
Yeah. They definitely work him to the bone. Let's see. I was expecting another caller.
I think someone might have called when your dad was on the line.
I think that was Matthew.
Okay.
Was attempted to do that.
Well, any other callers who are listening in, you got 13 minutes.
Yeah, you got 13 minutes. And it used to be that we didn't have anyone after this show, but now that the newbies got their show, we do have someone.
Yes.
Which is pretty fun.
Oh,
boy.
Would you look at that?
Oh, and I think this is JC by that 319 number.
What area code is that?
Iowa.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Okay, I won't say your name. Caller, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I would. Hello, this is JC. I think my broadcast of The Human is behind.
Yeah, it might be. And you might want to, if you're listening, like, turn it off because then,
I don't want to get confused.
Yeah, exactly. do you want to tell us where you're calling from?
Yeah, so I'm on vacation in Florida.
Wow.
It's my spring break.
Oh.
Very exciting.
We're escaping the polar vortex in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness, oh yes. My. I've heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Seriously terrible, so... I have a sunburn. Yeah.
Are you with family or friends?
Yeah, I'm with my parents.
Nice.
Say hello.
Oh, say hello for me.
I will do that.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited to be on air.
Yes, we're excited to have you on air.
Yeah. I'm from Chicago, so Matthew hit me up.
There you go. Yeah, so JC goes to school in Chicago. And JC, will you be staying there like after you graduate?
Yeah, so I'm actually doing like a 5-year program.
Okay.
As well. Cool. So I'll be in Chicago until at least the end of the spring, like next spring.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
What's your 5-year program?
Yes.
So I'm getting a BA in environmental policy and then a master's in public policy as like my fifth add-on year. So I'm kind of like an in-between stage right now where I'm taking some grad classes and like some undergrad classes. So
got it.
Pretty sweet.
Ready to make some change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And will you walk in May?
Yeah, so I get, like, my diploma, and, like, if I so choose, I could, like, not even complete the master's program, but, like, I definitely will, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get 2 degrees in 2 years, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's great. Man, we have a strong Chicago contingency, I guess, here on Chan with Molly.
so the gosh called in. Last week.
The waves across the ocean, sorry.
Oh, yeah. exactly. So JC was saying last week we had Akash call in, who also goes to school in Chicago. And there you go. My Midwest roots really coming in strong. and so, JC, what's the highlight of your Florida trip?
You know, I would have to say we went jet skiing.
Wow.
2 days ago? I can't even keep track of the days, but yeah, 2 days ago.
Days don't matter on spring break.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to Florida. Not yet.
Really?
No.
It's Daisy, like, how would you describe Florida?
It's like shorts culture is how I would say it. Like everyone, like there's lots of old people.
I've heard that.
I feel like it's such a weird mix of like really old, mostly Jewish people and then like the Miami culture of like young people going to clubs and then like religious Cubans also.
Yeah. And then also that, you know, like Northern Floridians.
Yeah. And then you got the panhandle.
Yeah.
I would say it's worth a visit, but it's like a very casual type of place.
Oh, I like that.
Everyone's just wearing like flip flops everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like my vibe like, is beach dad, so I
yeah.
Feel
like I could yeah. That
yeah,
that's definitely this.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. And how's school, JC?
It's pretty good. It's really chill this semester, but I'm kind of working like 2 jobs, so I'm still like very busy, but school is not busy, which
that's
is
great.
Nice.
Yeah, that's so nice for your last semester. Well, third to last, I guess.
Well, it's like not busy so far, but like I'm concerned about like my grad class. There's like some big papers due. Like I've got an 18-page paper due for my final, and
you
don't give us the topic until 3 weeks before.
That's crazy. So, 18 pages?
Yeah. Yeah, on, that's like, absurd. One policy. So, wow. not really sure what kind of policy has that much information for me to write an original thing about, but yeah. I guess I'll figure it out.
Wow. Man, you go. And what would be, what do you want to, like, what's your ideal thing to do after graduation?
I'm not really sure, like, hopefully not working at the government because it's so boring. I'm, like, working at the city of Evanston, actually, so I'm in Evanston a lot.
Nice.
And I'm working for the sustainability department, but it's just, like, so boring. So I'm hoping, like, maybe a nonprofit would hire me on. Like, I can fill a lot of, like, so if a lawyer, like, I can do anything that a lawyer can do except for, like, be in the courtroom. So, like, with my degree, I could be, like, research, policy analyst, things like that, but not, like, in the court arguing with people, which is, like, not what I want to do anyway. So, so I'll probably be, like, in a lot of places where I'm, like, up against lawyers interviewing for jobs, but I don't know. People in the field have told me, like, do not go to law school. It's a waste of money unless you want to be, like, in court. So, that's what I'm doing.
Nice. Well, good luck with everything.
Well, thank you. It was good to call in because usually I'm at my nonprofit job.
we're so glad. Time. We're so glad we could have you on air.
Yes. Lovely to meet you.
I hope. Yeah, you too. I hope to hear more about your frisbee season.
Oh, thanks. Well, enjoy the Florida sun, and I'll talk to you later.
I will. Goodbye.
Bye.
So what I've discovered from this talk show of chatting with Molly is that Molly's very popular in her department.
Or I just berate my friends to listen to my radio show.
They wouldn't listen every week if they didn't care about
you. Yeah, maybe.
No one listened to our radio show.
Do you want to tell us about your radio show?
It was at 2 a.m. on a Sunday night, 8 a.m. Monday morning, which is just the worst slot. And we had one phone. It was me, Caitlin Bertie, Talia Smith, and Katie Parker. And one time we had a call in, and we were like, this is our murderer. This is our murderer, letting us know in some kind of sadistic way. We fumbled around. We didn't answer it. Okay. It was actually Kate's uncle.
Oh, my god!
Who had called in at, like, this ridiculous time.
So. Wait, I feel like no one who... You have to care a lot to, like, listen at two and call in. I feel like a murderer doesn't... There's easier times to murder, you know?
No, I feel like this is the perfect... No one's watching.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe.
But it's recorded. If they come in and, like, slaughter you, it's all on air. But
wouldn't that be kind of sensational, you know? If you really wanted... If you wanted to be, like, public about it. Because your identity is pretty masked, but you could hear the screams on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I've been watching too many of those Ted Bundy tapes recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I binged them a couple weeks ago.
Oh, gosh. I stay far away from that.
Yeah, it's
scary. I can't do horror.
No, it's not really horror per se, but when you start really thinking about it, what actually happened is obviously horrible.
Yeah. I like with action movies, sometimes that's even like too scary for me. I just like, oh man, I like to laugh and I'm okay with crying, but I can't like shiver.
I don't like horror movies. I don't, why would I scare myself?
Right.
And a lot of it isn't even real. So like, I'm just causing myself fear over something. It's just, just purely just fear.
Yeah.
So I think that's a bit silly, but some people love it, you know?
Yeah.
One time I got asked for a Netflix and chill and what he put on was, Saw.
At Tufts?
No, it was back home. No, I don't think anyone would be dumb enough to do that. But I was just like, this is really not setting the mood. Someone getting murdered with a chainsaw. Ooh, not really getting me that.
God, okay, before I forget, I got to do a little PSA.
Ooh.
I'm going to read one so we can do it expediently. Okay. Do you have any requests? Any good ones you like?
I kind of like the air traffic noise one.
Hmm.
From Boston, like,
okay, I'm realizing I probably won't know how to find it.
Or the PETA one. That's fun, too. Anything, really.
Okay. We're going to do alcohol consumption.
Ah, yes. TDC PSA.
TDC, listen up. Just 10% of adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of them, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. That's crazy.
What are they?
It's basically like wealth inequality, but with alcoholism. It's like, if you look at all the drinks being drunk, it's like, okay, alcoholics are drinking most of them. Yeah. It's like, makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Because if people are drinking 10 drinks a day, which is like alcoholism, then that would definitely make up a big percent of total alcohol consumption.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of makes sense.
But I'm just thinking to myself, like, 10 drinks.
Yeah.
Is that like, you know, one drink in the morning, maybe two?
Maybe two or three, and then three, like, 4 hours later, and three, and 4 hours
and
later.
And you get home for the night, and you're just hitting the bottle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Man, alcoholism, scary stuff.
Expensive, too.
Yeah. Man, PSAs are sometimes big downers.
Yeah. Well, but we need to let the public know.
Yeah, we are an education radio.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we will wrap up. I can play a song, maybe, and then transfer out. But do you have any parting words you want to say to our listeners?
I just want to say that this year, I think, is Bold Moves 2019. That's my motto for the year.
Okay.
I think everyone, you should just go for what you want and stop wasting time thinking about what you want and just do it.
Okay.
That's my point.
I love that, Carol. That is awesome.
Yeah, I asked someone out on a date last week. She said no. But
okay.
We did it.
You did it.
In person.
Wow.
She was in a relationship, so. Okay. I think, you know, if she wasn't, you definitely would have said yes.
Yeah, definitely. There's no proof to show that you wouldn't have said
indeed,
yes.
Indeed.
Man, I also have a date on Sunday, but that is all I'm going to say about it on air. And up next, we have, C'est La Vie from the Bewitched soundtrack. Oh, we have a caller.
Someone has just called in at the last moment.
Okay, last moment, caller. I'm going to put you on air. I think it's a DJ downstairs calling to get up. So I'm going to put this song on, and then I will... try to, let's see.
Imagine if we put them on air.
Yeah.
Can I come upstairs?
Some people say I look like me, Dad.
Ah!